Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
And HQ Insurance. Be sure, insure with HQ. Visit hqinsurance.com.au.
Well, the Tab Everest will be run our time at 4:15 this afternoon. Aidan O'Brien will be getting up to watch it. It'll be early morning there, and what a moment it could be for the Coolmore brand. He joins us from Ballydoyle in Ireland. Aidan, our time, good morning to you.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm very well, mate. We're terribly excited here to have this race, a $14 million race, Aidan. What do people think about it? What do people say in Ireland about the Everest?
I think it's obviously a very unbelievable initiative, really. I think from everybody, everyone is very impressed and very excited about it. And I think it has got world wide coverage now, I think, at this stage, and obviously a very prestigious race, really.
Aidan, what's the reports from the lads about the horse? How's he done?
Yeah, seems good. Everybody seems very happy. Andrew's happy with him. Alan, who rides him every day, and Christopher, who leads him. Andrew and like I said, very happy, and Alan was very happy with him as well.
He'd be tactically today, is he fast enough to keep up early in this race?
Obviously, he's not sure to speed in this past world. I don't think he has a good draw, I think, by what everyone is saying. But Ryan will ride him as he finds him. He seems to be in good form. He would love the ground if it's nice and fast ground. He's usually a good traveller, and we think he gets the 6 furlong as well.
Aidan, the phone line, I think, I'm not too sure whether it's the phone or whether you're talking into a little mouthpiece, but we're just not getting you 100% clear. I'm not too sure whether it's just simply the line, but I don't know whether you can help us with that if it's the phone. But can you relate to us if he can be quick out of the barriers?
I think he can be. Obviously, when he won the July Cup, he was very sharp away, and he always, as a 2-year-old, he was always very sharp away. So I think he's tactically, we always thought that he had plenty tactical speed, Andrew.
What is there any excuse for him out of the Nunthorpe Platz last start?
I think it was he was loaded very early, and it was very warm, and he stood in the stalls a long time, and Ryan just felt that he had got very lethargic. Again, the gates open, and he came out quick, but then just didn't react that quick. But we think it was because he was in the gate so long and it was so warm, and he just switched off and fell asleep, really.
Okay. And Ryan must have confidence in the horse to give up Champions Day to come here to Australia.
Yeah, obviously we always thought he was like very, very high class colt. We thought that he was a very, very serious sprinter. Obviously he showed it as a 2-year-old, and then what he did at the July Cup against the older horses was unbelievable, really.
This horse you're bringing over for the Golden Eagle, Never Know More, what can you tell us about him?
Yeah, he's a solid horse. He gets 7 furlongs well. He's by no name ever as well, which is, he's been doing unbelievable things here for his first Cup of 3-year-olds. Like I said, straightforward. He's tactically quick, and he should get the 7 furlongs or 7.5 well. He won a good Guineas trial here early on, and he missed the French Guineas, and then he went to America after a long break and ran very well. He got a very rough passage through, we've been very happy with him since that, really.
Obviously, Coolmore have got a good opinion of this. No, nay, never.
Yeah, we think he's going to be the next coming. Really, they're very fast. They have great minds, and the harder you train them, the better they become. So it's usually a very good sign of ours.
And your travelling companion coming out with Never Know More, Antillis, for the $500,000 Rose Hill Cup. Should we treat him with respect?
I think hopefully he'll run well. A mile and a quarter is a trippy legs. The faster the ground, the better he likes it. Very well bred horse. So obviously we're just hoping that he runs well, really.
Yeah, they get here, I think, in the next few hours, those couple of horses, as well as one for Richard Hannon, that go into quarantine. Is there a chance, Aidan, obviously we get through today with 10 sovereigns, but is there a chance that he'll have another Sydney run?
I suppose there's a chance, Andrew, but I thought the lads were thinking of taking him to Melbourne. That was Melbourne was kind of the plan B if the ground got fast up in your part of the world in Sydney. So I'm not really sure what the lads are thinking of doing. But obviously he has the option of staying there, or he has the option of going to Melbourne. So I suppose the lads will see how he runs and see what they want to do.
Okay, and we're talking with Aidan O'Brien at Ballydoyle in Ireland. With this horse today, he just seems to really build momentum. That July Cup win, he seemed to be so strong coming up that hill at Newmarket.
Yeah, I suppose Newmarket is, if anybody knows it there, it's a very fast track. It's nearly downhill all the way for 6 furlongs, which is very unusual. The ground was very fast. And he got into a lovely smooth tempo, and like you said, the last quarter he was running really strong to the line. So obviously we always thought he had loads of speed, but he usually gets six very well.
And just one more before we let you go, your Melbourne horses, Magic One, Cox Plate, Hunting Horn, and Il Paradiso in the Cup. What's your thoughts on those horses?
Yeah, the same way, he's just down there with them, and he seems very happy with him. Yvonne rides Magic One every morning, she's very happy. El Paradiso, Donal is riding them, and he seems very happy. So I think everything is going according to plan down there so far.
Okay, and will we know Magic Wand is going to the Cox Plate, but could you have a second runner in the Cox Plate?
I don't think so. I think Hunting Horn is going to run in a race the same day. There's a mile and a half group race, I think, in Moody Valley that day, I think, is there. So I think that's what he's going to run in.
Okay, all right. We'll monitor that as we get through it. Coolmore, a worldwide brand, and to have Aidan O'Brien you had US Navy flag last year and it didn't work out simply because of the ground, but you've got it today, Aidan. As you're about to head to bed, we can tell you that it's morning here, obviously. There's not a cloud in the sky. The track is a good 4, maybe gets to a 3 by the time we get to 4:15. You've got your conditions that you are after with 10 sovereigns.
Yeah, that's great, Andrew. Just delighted about that.
Good on you. Thanks very much for staying up. And when you wake up, mate, I hope you're watching a horse run really proud for you.
Yeah, appreciate it, Andrew. Thanks very much.